Hello, Life Transformation and Self-Help Production listeners. I'm your host, Wilhelmina. We've already completed about 3 months of 2024, and I am praying that your 2024 has been sun-kissed with the overwhelming love and favor of God. So we'll begin this episode with bringing a shift into the atmosphere of our mindset with the thoughts of gratitude and for receiving God's blessings. In His presence, there is fullness of joy, love, peace, forgiveness, deliverance, and protection. So enter in at your own discretion and let the healing process begin. We'll open with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us for opening our eyes and allowing us to be in your presence once again. Forgive us of our sins and restore your love, joy, and peace to all who may be feeling as though all hope is lost. Father God, download in me your will to share with our listeners the revelation which points to clear direction so that they will be drawn into a relationship with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal all who may be mentally, physically, emotionally, and or financially unstable. Father God, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of the hearts of all of our listeners so that they can see who and what they are to become and walk in their gift this year, at this moment, and also to draw closer in relationship with you. Help them to make preparations for a change which would lead to their prosperity, as well as move in the now and hear your directions to stay conscious. Help our listeners to understand that it is according to their faith that the impossible becomes possible. Forgive everyone of their sins and pour out and into and over their lives, causing the eyes of their hearts to be open and active to the hearing of your voice and in fulfilling your will, preparing and establishing them to wait with great expectations upon having a prosperous, greater outcome than what they have perceived in their past. Teach every listener your way of thinking so that everything they say or do will be the manifestations of what your hopes, dreams, and promises are for their lives, through your will and not of their own. Cause a shift to happen in their perceptions of how they have once thought and bring it into a reality of prosperity through guiding them into living every day in the now. Because it is in the now that you are moving. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So before we start this episode, we would like to acknowledge that the music in the background, I have no rights to it, and I am just using it for a way of blocking out other noises in the background so that you can have a better and clear listening experience. So let's begin this episode. This is our 11th episode of the 6th season, and this one is where I have shared before my introduction to my book, which is Signs of Having Demonic Spirits Riding Your Back. This is the first chapter that I'm sharing. And I hope you enjoyed the introduction. And I pray that you will also be blessed by this first chapter of that book. Oftentimes, we can recognize who is in control of our thoughts by paying close attention to our five senses, which is sight, touch, taste, smell, and sound. Demonic forces spend their time studying our behaviors, and they are an expert at reading body language on a consistent basis. Also, they are good at recognizing our heart desires because of how we act. We react to what we hear, see, feel, and what is spoken verbally. Demonic forces attaches themselves to an individual's body language and that person's actions or motives of doing. The only way demonic forces could know what you're doing is through seeing your interaction with others, meaning attraction, desires, reaction, and how distraction wears your focus, and also through the use of our verbal language, speech, and conversation. An excellent example is that demonic spirits like to stalk you. They follow you. They're like monitor spirits that follow. And they stick to the wall like as if a fly which sits on that wall watch every move you make and even listening to everything that you speak. But demonic spirits listen, they report back to their master what they've learned and await the opportunity for an open door to distract, attack, and torment you. In other words, those spirits are assigned to distract you from your purpose. Demonic forces tend to show up everywhere we go, but are undercover and on assignment without you knowing it. It only happens when you make a commitment to go, or you are closer to knowing who you are and fulfilling God's promises. These are monitoring spirits. There is another type of spirit. When I think of it, I'll share it with you. But it's one of the most dangerous ones that could be following you. Have you ever heard that saying, what you can't see can't hurt you? This is not entirely true, because also what you don't know could hurt you. We live in a world which sees only in the physical aspects, meaning in the physical realm of what they believe is real. Lacking the knowledge thereof, that the world created by God is merely more than the outer surfaces of what we can see, and to gain the knowledge of what we do not see would take a deep connection or personal relationship with God for gaining the knowledge of what we ought to know. The physical realm is what we could see. In front of us and could change those things, but there is another realm no one really speaks of unless they have a personal relationship with the Creator God of our world, and this realm is called the spirit realm, meaning everything about it is of the things which we cannot see, invisible to the naked eye, but as real as what we could see in the physical realm. A good example of the physical realm is, you see a plane flying in the sky, it develops engine trouble, starts spiraling down to the ground and crashes. The physical aspects of this crash is proof that you are seeing in the physical, because you can see the effects from it right before your eyes. Also, trees blowing, cars moving, a person dancing is what's in front of you. An example for the spirit realm would be our words, visions, and dreams celestial beings such as extraterrestrials, universal demonic shadows, in which we could see the effects and feel their presence. Christian believers who are not fervent in prayer, who doesn't consistently pray, read and study the Bible, are the ones who have strayed away from the presence of God, and those who doesn't have a personal relationship, meaning a partnership with God, Jesus, are affected by demonic forces riding their back. Although they may have gotten a touch from God, but in reality, they're only talking the talk and not walking the walk, which is in the power and authority that was sent from God. Professing to be a Christian is a walk in lifestyle. You walk it, you not only talk it, but you walk the walk. It is a consistent walk that you cannot lay down. And you finding yourself walking in the Spirit, God's Spirit, at all times, and you won't have any demonic activities attaching and riding your back. In today's society, there are too many people professing to be a Christian who are just Christian by name only. They are too busy talking the talk without any power, meaning any action behind it, and not walking a walk, which is in His power, with like as wonder twin powers. The two brings about change when used together. You can't be effective by just talking. Someone in need needs to see you walking by example in what you're professing to be, which is the truth. Don't be a sellout to your nemesis. So earlier in my introduction, I spoke about, this is in the past episode, which is the introduction. I have spoken about how confusion invites other demons in to reside and take refuge of your mind, body, heart, and soul, in your spirit. Confusion is a battle with many thoughts rolling around in your head, pulling you every which way it can, causing you to be discombobulated and or unstable in making right decisions. To be confused is to be ignorant, lack in understanding who you are. Confusion is a crafty device specifically used by the enemy to entrap us in a world with mixed emotions about how we perceive things or others around us. Not only have I seen this in others, but also in my past experiences, I have seen it. He often tries to mimic the voice of God. For example, God gives you a promise of something that you've been waiting for, and because it's taking too long, you begin to think it's never going to happen. And so you grow weary and impatient in thinking. So the first thing that the enemy throws out to you, which looks beautiful, looks like it's what God has sent to you, you take the initiative to jump on board without knowing if it had truly come from the Lord, because you have already had mixed thoughts about it long before it was to arrive. This is the number one mistake couples make and find themselves in divorce, because they didn't take the time to develop their friendship before saying I do and or praying for spiritual guidance first. You're not the only ones, because I have made this mistake in the past and have also learned from it. So I'm going to give you a biblical example also. If you take Abraham and you take Sarah. Abraham and Sarah thought that they would never be able to conceive. So Sarah took the initiative to go and talk to her husband Abraham about her servant, sleeping with her servant, to make him happy to have a child. But this turned out to be not a blessing, but it turned out to be something which caused turmoil, envy, and strife, which is not from God. But later, Abraham and Sarah did conceive in their old age because of the promises that God promised Abraham, that his seed would be an offspring of many at the count of the stars. So this, them taking an initiative to do this themselves, is a way of having it is a way of not trusting God, and that it is a pride. It was a pride thing which brought in the enemy to where Sarah was being grieved by without having a child, and the servant really throwing in her face how she wouldn't be able to conceive, but here it is, she has a child by her husband. And that's the biblical example. And here is another example of confusion. It is being involved in a negative conversation about someone you do or don't know, which we call is gossip. Attacking that person's character behind their back, and let's not exclude listening in on the conversations, which is another form of gossip. Gossip has been known to bring much confusion to families, friends, celebrities, and the list can go on, etc., etc. It is found in the media, every day, and there are demons specifically assigned to help keep the feudal and tension going on between siblings, rivalries, spousage, which destroys the character of families and beautiful friendships. An excellent example of a demon riding your back is a parent allowing their child or children to do whatever they want without being instructed, completely out of control. For the Bible says in Scripture, "Train up a child in the way that he or she shall go, and they shall never depart from it." So we are to train our children with discipline, with biblical disciplinary. The child will not depart from it. The child will always remember to go back to their first teaching. Just because they don't want that child to throw a temper tantrum, it shows a lack of discipline and contributes to the destruction of others in that child later on in life. This is why we have a person who we are, people who are in prison, and our prisons are overpopulated. This is why we also have child molesters and we have murderers. You can't send them out into a world alone because it is filled with confusion, and they have no understanding whatsoever of who they are and what to do. So as you have been instructed, so our children to be instructed and guided. And they have to be guided in a nurturing and healthy way to be successful adults. God placed us in their lives to lead by example and not them lead themselves. Children should never be unattended. It also speaks in scripture. It is written that a child that is left alone will bring their parents to shame. And shame is sin. If you look back into Genesis chapter 3, where you find Adam and Eve had found, they experienced shame because of what they were doing, is their uncovering. They were naked because they were out of line alignment. Children who are not disciplined in the correct way are children who have fallen out of alignment because of a parent's lack of discipline. A child without the proper guidance becomes a destroyer of relationships and lacks the knowledge thereof for relationships. They will not be able to build a relationship. It will have to, that the pattern that they have learned will take quite some time to actually relearn. It is like the blind leading the blind. This is why we have a lot of out of control people in the world. Children learn what they live. If it is hostility, that they learn. Then they learn to be hostile. If it is being undisciplined, which is learned, they learn to be out of control or without discipline. Remember, the enemy is good at making carbon copies or disguises of what God promises are. So we need to be effective leaders and follow the blueprint of the promises that God has given us of training our children and renewing our minds. There are too many dead Christians who are walking around being controlled by demonic activity on earth. People have become blinded to the wicked devices of the enemy because all they could see is themselves. The me, me, here I am. It's all about me. When it's not all about us, this whole life is not about us. It is all about Jesus. About us all coming together as one. One body aligned in the will of God. Our thoughts and actions makes us who we are. If you are feeling like your thoughts aren't so clear, everything looks gray and can't get no peace of mind, what you are experiencing is demonic spirit riding your back, demonic activities. And I'm going to leave you with a reference of scripture here. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14:23, it says, "For God is not the author of confusion." So wherever there's confusion, there's demonic activity. But of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Also in Isaiah 26 verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. So we have to trust in God, because God is our shield of faith. He's not going to let anything happen to us. And Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is also the Word of God. So we speak the Word of God. We speak the truth. And in the truth, God has said also that He will never leave us nor forsake us. So we should never be confused about that. If you're confused about it, it means that we are coming into agreement with a deceptive lie coming from the devil and his demons. So with all that said, now it is time for us to transition over into the final phases of our episode. I would like to invite you to a prayer, a confession of faith, and repentance, and being insincere with your repentance, and to renounce any sin that you have that Satan could claim ownership of you. Could you pray with me? Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus died and rose on the third day, just for me. I'm asking you to come into my life and direct my path towards your righteousness. My hopes and dreams are in you. You, Father God, are the source and the only source for making my hopes, dreams, visions, and destiny a reality. It is according to my perceptions of who you are that I may increase. In you, I have my being. Without you, I could do nothing. Father God, I surrender every area of my life to you, now and forever. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer of belief in Jesus, it is only the beginning of what's to be completed. It is necessary that you be water baptized, which is the outward symbol that you belong to the body of Christ. And that not only that you have died to your old nature, which is your old life. That means that now, that means that you have crucified the flesh and you are now walking in spirit and truth with the mind of Christ in you. The Spirit of the living God breathing through you, walking and breathing and guiding you. And receive the Holy Spirit, which is the completion of our sealed promise from Jesus. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. This is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. So, this invitation is open to everyone. It doesn't matter what nation you're from. It doesn't matter which nationality you are. And it doesn't matter whether you are adult or a child. It is invitation to everyone who believes in Jesus. Who accepts the salvation. The Holy Spirit is our only way of escaping and having liberty, freedom, and peace of mind for temporarily living in this world. Today, if you are unsure or struggling about which way to go, now is the time for you to reflect on what your future will look like because of the choices and decisions you make today. So we don't have much time. Time is winding up. We don't have any time to waste on any negative stuff, any demonic stuff, because Jesus will be coming soon. The Bible is already unfolding. Everything that is happening, it's already unfolding, that everything that is happening in it, which tells you that time is short. So this is not a time for turning your back on God, but an opportunity to receive him while he's near, which is right now. He's here now. And it also says looking back, it will make you not fit for the kingdom, because this is what Jesus said. No man having to put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. This is found in the book of Luke chapter 9 verse 62. So you may be wondering when it will be the right time to receive the Holy Spirit. Now is the time, 0 to 5 seconds, when I just mentioned about the Holy Spirit, that you need God right now, and that we don't have time. Time is winding up. And choose ye today whom you will serve. Will it be God or man? Meaning, will you serve, do the will of God, or you will live as the world live? Will you adapt to the culture of the world? And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And this is found in the book of Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. So reflecting over your life, you may come to a point to where, you know, things may not be seeming so great with the choices that you've been making. And you're not comfortable with doing the same thing that you were doing. But if things have turned out to be the way that you've expected, has not turned out to be what that you've expected, or it seems as though your life has become out of control, it means that it is time for you to come out of comforts of fear, doubt, worry, shame, unbelief, and all negativity that you have made a home with, that you have come in agreement with. You know that fence of security that you've been holding on to, and step out for trusting God 100%. So if you choose not to do so, that is one way of choosing defeat over victory. And you are really saying that you're going to keep one foot in heaven and the other in hell, just in case you miss out on your opportunity for God to prosper you. Taking this type of risk could cause you to miss the rapture. This is double-minded thinking. So in scripture, remember, in scripture, James chapter 1 verse 8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Double-mindedness will cause you to do anything without giving it a thought. That makes you dangerous, not only to yourself, but others around you. You are accountable for the choices you make, whether it has been in the past or the present. And there is no one you can blame for those choices or decision that you made but yourself. And God thinks the same way. When we stand there to be judged, we cannot make an excuse such as Eve did with the serpent and Adam did with his wife. And yes. So don't be deceived by double-minded thinking. This isn't possible. So stop allowing the enemy to feed you his lies. Just in case you didn't know, he is the father of lies. And this is what it says in scripture that proves that he's the father of lies. you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And this is found in Scripture, John chapter 8, verse 44. So you can't serve God and man, and you can't serve money, and you can't worship two gods at the same time. Loving one God, you'll end up hating the other. Adoration of one feeds contempt for the other. But choose wisely, because that day you choose to step back into sin or turn and go the opposite of what God has planned for your life could become the darkest day of your life. And it can cost you more than just physical things, which we kind of think that it may be of importance, something that's physical, but the greatest of them all is going home and living for all eternity in heaven. If you're looking for a true reality, this is what is to come. It says in Scripture, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. And this is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. So let me explain this a little bit so you have understanding the reason why I put this scripture here, so you can really understand who you are and where you're going by choice. Your body returns to the earth from which it came, and your spirit and soul will be returned to God, and there will your spirit and soul stand before God, waiting for the judgment for what was done in this life. Your spirit makes up who you are, not your physical body. If you grasp onto this concept, you will have an understanding of which direction you should go in this life. Don't wait too long before making a decision, because that decision could make your residency permanent in hell, the one place no one wants to be or wants to go. Also remember that your choices define where your destiny lies, and to choose sin is to step out of alignment, headed towards death, and it is choosing to die not only physically, mentally, emotionally, but also spiritually. There are two deaths, the physical and spiritual death. With Christ, you only experience one death, and that is spiritual dying to self. But if you are in opposition of God's will for your life, you will experience dying twice, physically and spiritually, glorifying self. Spirit and soul unresting eternally in hell. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is found in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. If you're finding yourself occasionally or habitually practicing any of the things that I'm going to mention, now is the time to repent of sexual immorality, any type of sex outside of marriage, and adultery, having any type of sexual relations with others outside of your marriage. Your marriage is a covenant or partnership between you and the one you've decided or chose to be in covenant with, plus God honors marriage between a man and woman. Another adultery is spiritual adultery. That's meaning that, say, like you are walking with God and you choose to go outside of the relationship to satisfy the flesh, you are committing spiritual adultery. And we also have homosexuality. Oh, let me go back. I need to go up here. Your marriage is a covenant or partnership between you and the one you've decided or chose to be in covenant with. Plus, God honors marriage between a man and woman. And I need you to understand this before I go to talking about homosexuality. To give you clarity, the man is the seed donor. The woman is the receiver of the seed donor. Seed. The blessing is on the seed. The blessing is on the seed of Abraham, which is the lineage, followed by the obedience of God's will. A marriage between man and woman. A man and man cannot fulfill the requirements which God has set forth. The promises of spreading the seed. A woman and a woman cannot in any way means by any way fulfill the promises without the seed of a man. Totally. Therefore, it is an abomination. It is in scripture. And it is confusion in not knowing your old identity, not knowing who you are. And it is considered a mental imbalance. Homosexuality falls under sexual immorality. It is having sexual pleasures and sex with someone of the same sex. And if you are practicing and are living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed, it is also a type of shacking up, fornication, which is a deadly sexual sin against your own body. So homosexuality, fornication falls under there too. You may have gotten a marriage license. It is a marriage under false pretense. Not a marriage designed by God. Therefore, it is considered fornication against your own body. And it is considered living under the same roof, playing house. It all ends up to be shacking up. And it is also a signed deal with the devil and his kingdom. It is an agreement you have come in contact with that you have accepted the mark of the beast. So when it's branded and you're still doing it, you have already accepted. And another nasty habit is gossip. I talked about this in my first chapter. It is talking negatively as well as positively about anyone without their consent, or shall we say, using someone else's information as a conversation starter, in order to belittle or bully that person, etc., etc. These, everything that I have mentioned, I need to mention here, witchcraft, voodoo, if you are practicing any of that, it has no power over any Christian believer. And if you are practicing that, you call yourself a Christian, you are a liar. And the truth is not in you. The word speaks it. It's spoken in word. And your father is the devil, the father of lies. You are a liar to practice something that has no power and goes in opposition of God's will. Have no power, because the greatest power and authority come from the highest, which is in Christ Jesus. That's where it comes from. Have an understanding. Witchcraft has no power. God has given us all power and authority over all power of the enemy. That's in scripture. And our God is not a liar. And that is a sure sign. Everything that I mentioned here are sure signs that you have demonic spirits riding your back. And if you want them removed, it's all in the name of Jesus. You have to turn around. You have to go in the direction, run towards God. Towards God. Fast and fast as you can. Turn it around. Because there's not hardly any time left for you to die in your sins. It's the shame. To die in your sins, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. When you die, you will not be going to a purgatory or a waiting place. Your spirit and soul goes straight to where you were, whatever you were practicing, for you to be tormented, to suffer, straight there. But if you have a changed mind and you turn out and you are lined up with the will of God and you die, your destination would be automatically heaven. For the judgment. Till you are judged based upon what you've done in this life. So, it's time to break the sin cycle, or the sin cyclone that you may be going through. We are the reason why we have the sin cycles, because of our thought process and how we believe in something that is not of truth. So you know that saying, you are what you eat, meaning physically? Meditate on the fact that this is not entirely true, because you are spirit, soul, and body. So your body is affected by what you eat and isn't all of you. Therefore, your spirit and soul is affected by what you consume on a daily basis, mentally and emotionally. So whatever you choose to come in agreement with, whether it's TV, whether it's music, whether it's going to a concert, whether it's to go party, or whether it's to go shopping, it depends on what you are shopping for, the choices you make. you, that spirit, you will become whatever you give your attention to. Meaning that whatever you entertain, its spirit will come to live inside of you. And here it is in scripture. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23. This is the prayer of Paul, because he's praying that we be holy and sanctified. That when Christ come, we will be lined up with God's will. So like I have mentioned in previous episodes, that your body is a temporary housing, and that which can't be seen, spirit and soul, is forever or permanent. The reason for this is because your spirit and soul is going back to the spiritual realm which it came from. The body, which is in the physical, it remains here, no longer needed for transporting your body. In scripture it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. The choices you make today will have a positive or negative outcome on your purpose, and it changes the blueprint of your destination or destiny. For your New Year's resolution, or if it's not for your New Year's resolution, and even though we are like 3 months going into 4 months into the year, it's time for you to make a declaration to walk in the fullness of God's presence and to renew your mind by receiving a spiritual transplant, changing the heart of who you used to be and who you are now to the spirit of who God is now, and keep yourself walking, moving in the now. And so when I speak of heart, this isn't a physical heart, because that's something that will pass away. It's here in the physical. You can hear it and you can see it. But I'm speaking of spiritual. It is the heart of who you are, which makes you who you are. Your new heart is the connection to being ready for the rapture, and you can't leave earth without it, or you will find yourself in a place unwanted or of uncertainty or in disarray. In scripture, it says that Jesus answered. This is speaking to Nicodemus, because he had a question about how can we be born again? Can we enter our mother's womb a second time? Jesus replies with, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And this is found in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5. So it's important that we receive our transplant, the Spirit of God transplanted into us, controlling, leading, and guiding us in the way of righteous sanctification, purification, in holiness. And we are to receive the transplant so that we can stay connected to our true destiny and be prepared to leave and stand erect, meaning standing firm in our belief, not wavering, meaning standing there waiting, and being connected to the main source, which is God. And the thing is, are waiting, in scripture it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is found in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. In other words, completing the equation, believing plus water baptism, receiving the Holy Spirit, is the compass which continuously keeps us in position for reaching our heaven-bound destination. So, Holy Spirit was sent to us to comfort us, to lead and guide us. And it also is a promise which God promised through Jesus that He will come back for us. The Holy Spirit is our engagement ring. We are the bride of Christ. The church is the bride of Christ. When I say church, I'm not speaking of the physical building, because remember I said the physical building is in the physical realm and it will pass away. We, as Christian believers, we are the host. We are the church. That's why we're supposed to bring heaven to earth. We are living, walking, breathing Episcopals, I can't say it right. Lord help me. Episcopals. We are the word that's, we are the church in the word that is in Ecclesiastes. We are the one to bring others home. And we are our brother and sister keepers. We are to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ, for our pastors, for our leaders, for our bishops, for every leader in the body of Christ, that we are all strengthened. We are the muscle that keeps us strong and going. Because we have the Spirit of living God inside of us, Holy Spirit. And in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. This is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. So, we are the bride of Christ, Jesus is the bridegroom. He is the one who reconciles, brings the church, redeems the church back to its rightful place in God. Jesus is the only connection to eternal life, your new heart, helping you in making the rapture and getting you into heaven. You may be wondering if it really takes all of this to wake up smiling with great joy and knowing that in Jesus Christ, you are totally free. We are free. Free indeed. And it does take 100% of our dedication in prayer, in supplication, and participation for establishing our mood, studying the word every day, walking the faith, walking out this faith which our life is based upon, our belief, and being in the presence of God. I promise you will not be disappointed. Our connection to God is through prayer and the Holy Spirit, and through us studying the Word and giving us the discernment, and the Holy Spirit providing us wisdom and the discernment of the spirits to help us on this journey. He is our strength. So if you ever need strength, Holy Spirit will provide that to you. Speak the word and ask. Seek, knock, and ask, and the doors will be open unto you. Humans are a spirit house in a body. Yes, the body you are possessing is a temporary housing, which means it is loaned out to you because earth is not your home. And it doesn't make us who we are, but transports us from point A to point B. When we choose to live for God, our spirit connects with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit guides or instructs us on how to fulfill the plan that God has for our lives. Receiving the Holy Spirit provides wisdom. It becomes your guide, the help in your times of need. It will be a compass for you when you can't see your way. He is your way for being kept, your strength and sustainability in the times of uncertainty, such as times now. For those of you who believe in Jesus and are living the Christian life, believing and walking a life does you no service if you are walking around without the Holy Spirit residing in you. You can't even stand without the Holy Spirit. And it's as you have heard in past episodes I have written about, even going through spiritual warfare. If you have listened to what I have gone through, here I am still standing because the Holy Spirit has helped me. He is my strength in my weakness. And every time I call on Him, it's my strength and keeps me with a sound mind, which the enemy tries to take from us. A sound mind. In the scriptures, it's written, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, because of God's perfect love living inside of us. Holy Spirit living there, residing. Fear is cast out in the name of Jesus. And that's what gives us the power and authority over the power of the enemy. We prevail over the enemy with our helper. Holy Spirit is a helper. It is necessary that we be filled with the Holy Spirit. Without it, the enemy tread all over your life, wreak havoc in places you didn't think, because we are deceived by the lie He places before us. The Holy Spirit, it is a compass for you when you are lost in your sins. It draws you back to God's rightful place in alignment. It helps you when you can't see your way. Well, not it. He helps you when you can't see your way. Because He is not it. The Holy Spirit is a person. Here's your way for being kept, your strength, and sustainability in the times of the uncertainties. I don't know how many times I can say it, but make sure you keep this in mind. Remember, we need Him, the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, you are just a vessel without any power. And I pray for our adversary, the devil, and his kingdom. The Holy Spirit is your engagement ring, down payment of God's promise to you. If you are already saved but haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit, or haven't gotten an opportunity to know Jesus on a personal level, this invitation is extended to you. And it's also extended to those who have not come into agreement with a personal relationship with Jesus. The best relationship anyone can have. The first relationship to establish before being in a relationship with anyone else. Very important. You can experience a spectacular celebration to living beyond what you could ever think, dream, or ask. But God is life without limits, because you are not bound by law when you are living in righteousness. But if you decide to live unrighteous, the law, you should fear the law that awaited you. So now that you have some clarity about how the Holy Spirit operates and its connection with us, this is your opportunity to receive everything God has predestined for your life. Open up and allow the Holy Spirit to fulfill your lifetime as promised. On your journey to rediscovering what possibilities could become a reality, you may want to ponder upon building a personal relationship with God, with Jesus, Holy Spirit, three persons in one. As we are ending this episode, please adventure over to the YouTube channel and listen to a song titled The Invitation by Nicholas and The Old Apple Tree by Shirley Caesar and the song Cycles by Jonathan Reynolds and the song No Greater Love. And also, in addition, listen to the song Tomorrow. Because Tomorrow is Not Promised, which is by The Whiners, to get a reflection of how it will be when you stand before God and His extended love for you, when you decide to return from your backslidden state of mind. And for those who have never gotten to know God, you will be able to experience a newness of life, transform life, a beautiful life of transformation, from becoming from a caterpillar into and flourishing into that beautiful butterfly God has predestined you to become. And also to help you be more aware of the sin cycle and cyclones that come up in life, and freeing yourself of it. And also, the true love you've been searching for is in Jesus. It's found in Jesus. To fill that void in your life, no one else could fill it for you but God. We are whole and complete in Him. We are whole and complete in Jesus. God has equipped us with everything that we need. The devil has nothing to offer us. Nothing greater than God. All he can offer is lies and offer you an invitation to death. Also, could you have the heart to share these episodes with your friends and family? All you have to do is direct them to the Anchor.fm app, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Breaker Podcast, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, and all web platforms that this podcast and episodes are on. And have them download, register, and listen. If you or they are wanting to hear more episodes, please don't hesitate to click on the favorite, follow, and or subscribe buttons located within the app. You will receive notifications of new published episodes. Also, I want to take this time to greatly say that I greatly appreciate each and every one of my listeners, your children, and your child listening and participation. To all of my first time and continuous listeners, as we are moving out of the third month of this year and into the next phase of what is to go on in life, may your 2024 be sun-kissed, overflowing with favor of God in your life, wonderfully blessed, prosperous, victorious, and full of God's presence working in and through you through the whole year long and beyond. Love all of you. This concludes our episode. Thank you for listening. Your host, Wilhelmina. Have a blessed, prosperous, and productive day.